This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Secretary of State Antony Blinken came to the podium at the State Department Friday afternoon with some good news, confirming the release of two Americans who had been held hostage for 2 weeks by Hamas militants. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release Friday of two American hostages, saying, "We share in the relief that their families, friends, and loved ones feel." But Blinken added that there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for, and said, "We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages." Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The International Committee of the Red Cross helped facilitate the transfer of the two hostages, transporting the mother and daughter from Gaza to Israel in its role as, quote, a neutral actor between the warring parties. In a statement released Friday, ICRC President Mirjana Speliarik says the release is a sliver of hope.
"The release of the hostages in Gaza today is a sliver of hope. We are extremely relieved that the families can now be reunited after 2 weeks of agony. We continue to urge for action to protect and alleviate the suffering of all civilians affected by this devastating conflict."
The ICRC also calls for a pause in the fighting and for humanitarian aid and first responders to be allowed in. Congressional chaos and opposition will be a hurdle for President Joe Biden as he pushes for $105 billion in fundraising for Israel, Ukraine, border security, humanitarian assistance, and countering China. Friday's announcement follows Biden's Oval Office address the night before, when he made the case for deepening U.S. support for its allies in the midst of two wars. But the chances of progress on Capitol Hill are in doubt because of political resistance and Republican infighting that has left the House of Representatives at a standstill. This is VOA News. An assessment by French military intelligence indicates the most likely cause of the explosion at Gaza City's Al-Ali Hospital was a Palestinian rocket, according to a senior French military official. The official says the assessment points to a rocket carrying an explosive charge of about 5 kilograms and possibly misfired. The military intelligence official said Friday that none of their intelligence indicates an Israeli strike was involved. Officials in Hamas-ruled Gaza blamed an Israeli airstrike for the hospital explosion Tuesday. Israel denied it was involved and released live video, audio, and other evidence it said showed the blast was caused by a rocket misfired by Islamic Jihad, another Palestinian militant group. Islamic Jihad denied responsibility. A New York judge has fined Donald Trump for disparaging remarks that the former president had made about a key staffer in the courthouse. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The judge hearing the civil fraud case against former President Trump in New York did not find Trump in contempt of court, but did issue a fine of $5,000 because an insulting social media post was allowed to linger on Trump's campaign website. A limited gag order now bars the former president and others involved in the case from making personal attacks on members of the judicial staff. Trump was not in court when the fine was handed down, but had been there earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new study on artificial intelligence being used in the medical community is finding signs of racial bias. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Hospitals and healthcare systems are increasingly using artificial intelligence, like chatbots, to help summarize doctors' notes and analyze health records. But a new study led by researchers at the Stanford School of Medicine warns some programs appear to be perpetuating racist, debunked medical ideas. An example? Four of them failed to respond when questions about kidney function, lung capacity, and skin thickness were asked. One researcher says they're concerned these outdated beliefs may have led to less care for Black patients who complained about pain, who receive less care than whites. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker, setting them back to square one with no clear plan ahead. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel. Frustrated and angry Republicans sank further into turmoil with no idea how to end the crisis created after hardliners ousted Kevin McCarthy. Despite Jordan's backing from Donald Trump, opposition to him only grew. More than two dozen centrist Republicans revolted over the Ohio congressman's nomination and the hardball tactics being used to win them over. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.